This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
This year, 2020, we were talking about developing a fresh, new attitude. And we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy. And we're going to read Nehemiah 8 and 10. And in this book, Ezra is reading and he's explaining the law of Moses to the people of Israel. And he tells them in the last part of this verse, verse 10, this is what he says. He says, don't be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So he's telling them to don't be sorry, don't be upset about what's going on, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, sorrow does not bring anything good from the Lord. That's the devil's territory. But when we talk about joy, that brings about the joy of the Lord. And he said that's our strength. So we get strength when we become joyful in the things of God. And when we have joy when we're going through trials and tribulations, when we have joy, the strength of the Lord comes on the scene. You know, when you're weak and tired and it seems like nothing is going your way, you have to put on that joy. And you have to practice that fruit of the Spirit called joy. You know, because joy releases the power of God to help you. It releases all the power of God to come and help you. God will strengthen you, and he will make you able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And he will strengthen you in your inner man. You know, in Isaiah 55 and 11, it says, God's word will not return unto him void, but will accomplish and prosper in the things that he sent it to do. We have to keep these scriptures in mind, because these are the things that God is going to do when we obey what he says. And we have to have joy and not sorrow. We have to know that joy, having the spirit of joy, it doesn't cost us anything. Joy is a spiritual act or action, and it costs nothing for us to do. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. I'm talking about joy. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. It is a spirit, and it's a spiritual thing. That's what joy is. It's a spiritual thing. Joy is also, it's a commandment. And when we read Psalms 5 and 11, David tells us that all of us that put our trust in God, we need to rejoice, because we see that God defends us. And if we love his name, we ought to rejoice. If you love his name, saints of God, you just knowing his name, you ought to rejoice. Because you look at the contrast between God and the devil don't mean you anything good, but God is all good. So when you just think of his name, you say you ought to rejoice. You know? He will be a mother for the motherless. This is what I know. And this is what the words say. God will be a mother for the motherless. He will be a father for the fatherless. He will be a husband for the widows. And he will fight those that fight against you. He will fight those people. No evil shall overcome us. No evil shall even harm us. You know, he deliver us from all evil works of the enemy. This is what God does. Psalms 15 and 27, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in his saints, in the prosperity of his saints. See, God takes pleasure in our prosperity. You know, sometimes you don't have enough money to make ends meet, and you think, well, wow, what's going on? God don't love me. No, God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So we have to put the word of God on. Don't let Satan feed us a bunch of lies. You know, when we become joyful, it gives God's pleasure. It gives him pleasure. And he sends prosperity in our lives. Long life, good days. You know, he fills us with good things. Things that will help us to prosper and to grow. This is what God sends in our life. Isaiah 12:3, it says, therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. And we know what his well is. It's never run dry. It's an ever-ending stream of water. And the anointing, the power of God, that's what that water represents, the power and the anointing of God. And it never will end. It never will dry up. We can appreciate through scriptures how important the spiritual weapons that God has given us. Because joy is a spiritual weapon. It is a fruit of the Spirit, but it is a spiritual weapon. And God has given it to us so that we can stand against all the evil works of the enemy. You know, whatever they are. They're not, these weapons, they're not knives. They're not guns. They're not bullets. You know, they won't stop the enemy. You know, and they're these weapons that God has given us, the weapons of joy, they're simple and they're easy to use. So saints of God, let's begin to use these weapons that God has given us. It doesn't cost us anything to use these weapons. And a merry heart, we talked about a merry heart. And a merry heart, it says, do it good like a medicine. You know, and it gives us great power. It gives us great power against the enemy when we have that medicine that does good, that merry heart, which is a medicine. It acts like a medicine, and it do good to us. This is why we have to practice having joy in our heart, having a merry heart, because it does good like a medicine. You know, and it's a precious thing that it has the capability. This is what a merry heart does. It has the capability of just unleashing a lethal weapon against the enemy. It's a lethal blow to the enemy. Our enemy is Satan. He sends evil spirits to afflict our body with sicknesses and diseases and pain. But when we use our spiritual weapons, when we use our spiritual weapons on him, you know what it's doing? It makes a declaration, and it's declaring when those things, when healing is done and deliverance is done, it makes a declaration to Satan that the prince of this world, him, have been judged, and the power of his sickness and diseases have been destroyed. Saints of God, a merry heart and joy will destroy the works of the enemy. Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. Healing and deliverance demonstrates judgment on the enemy. When you see people getting healed, and you see people getting delivered from all kind of sins, sicknesses, and diseases, it demonstrates judgment. God is demonstrating judgment on the enemy. And when we use these spiritual actions of joy and a merry heart and gladness, we're unleashing spiritual strength that will produce medicine in our body. This spiritual medicine will cure all ailments. You know, anything that you have, any sickness or disease or pain that you have, it will cure all these ailments you have. You know, when you take it by faith. Saints of God, you have to take it by faith. And we know that we can help. We can have immediate help. We know this. When we just speak and call the name of Jesus. So it's important to know what the name of Jesus represents. So when we just speak and call the name of Jesus, we can have help on the scene right away. At the name of Jesus, when you call his name, he's there. Right at the very moment that you call him, And saints of God, that's called a suddenly. He's right there. Like when Jesus told his disciples they were going to the other side. He was going to the other side of the sea. And a storm came up. The winds was rocking the ship. They blew the ship. The ship filled with water. And Jesus was still on the mountain, and he went to the other side of the mountain to pray after he sent the multitude away. And on the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to his disciples. After he finished praying, the fourth portion of the night, he went to his disciples. And he was walking on the water, saints of God. He went walking on the water. And see, I know he wanted them to see that miracle about how powerful he was. They had seen him feed the 5,000. They had seen him do all those things. But he showed them another peek into his power. And he showed them that he was just invincible. So he came walking on the waters, saints of God. And Jesus told them, when he saw the horror look that was on their faces, he told them, fear not. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid, and don't be fearful. He said, and this is what Peter said after Jesus said that. Peter answered and said unto him, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. And Jesus said, just one word, come. And Peter started walking on the water to go to Jesus. But he saw the winds boisterous. And no doubt the winds were just picking the ship up, and you could see those big waves on the water. And Peter became afraid. And he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Saints of God, we got that same opportunity. We can cry out to the Lord. When we see all these problems about to take us under, all we need to do is cry out, Lord, save me, and the Lord will save us. And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him. See, he didn't wait 10 seconds, 10 minutes, because he probably would have been underwater. But immediately when Peter cried out, Jesus reached out his hand and he caught him. You know, when Jesus and Peter got back on the ship, the wind stopped and the sea became calm. This is the power that your God have. This is the power that Jesus have. And this is the power that he has delegated to us. And we can use that power when we use it in faith. We got to get the word first, and then we got to get in faith, and we can do the same demonstrations of God's power. The same demonstration of God's power is for us today. We just need to know. We need to know how to call out in faith. And call out in faith, Jesus. That name refreshes the fainting spirit. It's sweet to speak, and it's sweet to hear. Jesus. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. Saints of God, we have that same opportunity. How many really know that there's power in the name of Jesus? We are refreshed and renewed every day. We need to ask God to give us this day our daily bread. And guess what? He will. His mercies are new every morning. I'm talking about the blessings and favor and the benefits that we have in Jesus and in God. His mercies are new every morning. When praises go up, what happens? The blessings come down. God loads us with benefits daily. And that's found in the book of Psalms, the 103 Psalms. He loads us daily with benefits. He gives us he forgives us of all our sins. He heals all of our sicknesses and diseases. He redeems us from destruction. You know, he crowns us with loving kindness. He satisfies us with all good things. He crowns us with his tender mercies. Lord, hallelujah to Jesus. Listen at the things that he's doing for us. He renews our youth like the eagle. He carries out justice for all of our oppression and depression. He carries out the justice. He meets the justice on that. You know, when we're being oppressed and